Give your servant, O Lord, an understanding heart. The prayer of Solomon can be our prayer too. Give your servant, O Lord, an understanding heart. Solomon does not ask for a long life. He does not ask for a cup of gold. He does not ask for riches. He does not even ask for victory over his enemies. The prayer of Solomon is not really a request for him. Solomon asked for a particular grace, a gift, in order to better serve his people. Solomon asks for an understanding heart so that he might lead his people in justice and in truth. And we pray today for the gift of an understanding heart. We ask the Lord to give this precious gift to each of us so that we can use this gift for the good of our community. An understanding heart allows us to see others with compassion. An understanding heart allows us to see others as precious children of God. An understanding heart allows us to recognize the treasures of the Lord. Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field. And when the person found the treasure, he sold everything that he had to buy the field. Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant who sells fine pearls. When the merchant finds a pearl of great price, he sells everything to buy that one pearl. The kingdom of heaven is of great value. The kingdom of heaven is found only after a search. The kingdom of heaven is worth more than everything we possess. And the gift of an understanding heart allows us to recognize the value of the kingdom of heaven. We beg the Lord to give us that understanding heart so that we can recognize the treasure that has been found. The treasure is not earthly riches. The treasure is not victory over our enemies. The treasure is not even long life in this world. The treasure, the true treasure, is not long life, but eternal life. The Lord Jesus is the true treasure that has been found. The Lord Jesus is the pearl of great price. Our relationship with Him is of great value. Our relationship with the Lord Jesus begins and continues and develops after a long search. But the search has not been ours. The search has not been ours. We are not the ones who have sought for the precious treasure. Jesus is the one who is searching. He was sent from the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit to search for you and for me. Jesus is searching for us. The holy people of God, the church, the bride of Christ, is the treasure sought by the Lord Jesus. We are the pearl of great price. Jesus gave everything for us. We are the treasure that has been purchased not with silver and gold, but with the blood of the spotless Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. We are the treasure of the Lord Jesus. And in every celebration of the Eucharist, Jesus gives everything to us. He opens his understanding heart. He invites our prayers. He receives our offerings. He grants us his mercy. He claims us as his treasure. And he calls us by name. Give us, O Lord, an understanding heart that we can recognize you in the breaking of the bread.